Welcome to the Altitude Sessions, where we rise above the noise and speak the truths we've been holding in our bodies far too long. I'm your host, Robin Box, and welcome to season two. We're starting out this season with pleasure, pain, and the pieces between. A bold and tender series about sex, relationships, and mental health. And I want to name something before we even dive in. The world feels heavy right now. Politically, socially, spiritually. And when the world feels unsafe, that weight seeps into our intimacy. It shapes how we show up in our bodies, in our beds, and in our relationships. So this season isn't just about sex. It's about what sex reveals when everything around us feels unstable. Today, we're starting with a truth many of us know too well. Performing, but never seen. Let's fly. I'll be real. For years, I didn't have sex to be fulfilled. I had sex to be kept. Moaning on cue, nodding when I wanted to shake my head, arching my back like I was writing love letters in the air. And maybe you've been there too, giving the show, hoping someone might actually stay for the encore. But here's the thing. Performance is not presence, and applause is not intimacy. It's easy to forget that sex doesn't exist in a vacuum. When the political climate is unstable, when your workplace is unsafe, when you're carrying stress from being a brown body in a system that wasn't built to protect you, sometimes sex becomes the only place you think you can win validation. So you perform. Because performance feels safer than honesty. Because honesty risks rejection you don't have the energy to face after a day of just surviving. But survival sex isn't healing sex. It's survival, dressed up in lingerie. There's a particular kind of loneliness that lingers after performative sex. You can be held and still feel invisible. You can climax and still feel hollow. You can hear, "You're amazing," while realizing they never even asked what you needed. And that loneliness, it feels a lot like the loneliness we carry in the world when institutions, leaders, or even families say they see us but never protect us. Being unseen is exhausting. In bed, in life, everywhere. Here's what I know now. I don't owe anyone my body in exchange for attention. My worth is not dependent on how quietly I swallow my truth. My body isn't a stage for someone else's comfort. I get to be honest. I get to be fully present. And I get to say, this is not working for me. Because being seen is not a luxury, it's a need. This has been the Altitude Sessions, and this is Pleasure, Pain, and the Pieces Between. Let this episode be your reminder. You don't have to perform to be kept. You don't have to shrink to survive. And you don't have to disappear to be desired. I'm Robin Box, and in the next episode, we're talking about shame, stretch marks, and the brave act of letting yourself be touched again. Remember, your truth deserves more than applause. I'll see you in the sky.